stop by any of the 51 Charlotte area O'Reilly Auto Parts stores, where you'll find everyday low prices on the parts you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any auto parts store's price on any like item. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Joining me today, this is Sharon, and I am always delighted when you take time out of your day to listen to the show, because you could be doing anything else, but you're listening to us today, so thank you so much. And for those who have been with me since day one, oh, I just love you. Thank you so much for your support, your encouragement, and to those faithful listeners who send me text messages, who let me know what you think about the show, who send me topics. Oh, you are the best. Thank you so much. And if you're new, welcome. Welcome to the show. And just so that you will know, this is a live show, which means if you hear something and you have a question or you have a comment, feel more and welcome to dial in at 215-383-3872 and push option 1, and you will be put into the queue for questions right here on the show. Well, this show is designed to build strong businesses in the community so that we can put people to work. That is the mission of the show, and we try our best to do that by bringing information as it relates to sales, your brand, pricing, your products or services, media buying. We talk about internet, social media, technical things. We do our best to bring entertainment from time to time. We also talk about franchising, event planning, workforce development, leadership development. But, you know, we also talk about relationships on this show, because I feel that we all are relational. We all are relational. And so it's very important that we do our best to get along with people, and we do our best to try to get the best production out of employees, but we also do our best to be our best. So we talk about relational issues on the show as well. And hopefully, we will bring great information that enlightens, informs, and entertains. That's what we try to do right here on the show. So thank you so much for joining us. Well, today I have some great information for you. I think it's important information. I really do. I think it's practical information. And the last couple of weeks we've been talking about retirement. Retirement, those who may be planning for retirement. It may be years away, those who are close to retirement. It may be within a few weeks, those who are already in retirement. And there are some things that I think is very important for all of us to know, whether you're young, if you have children, grandchildren, you know, it doesn't matter. There's some important information that all families need to know. And we're going to talk about some of those things right here on the show today. So right after this short break, we are going to dive right in to our topic for today. So thank you once again for joining us right here. This is Sharon.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
I just want to say thank you so much for joining us here on this show today. We are so delighted, always delighted to have you here. And we are going to dive right in to our show today. Got some great information for you. We're talking about retirement. Some things that you need to know about the retirement planning process. Right here on this show. Well, listen, you know, on some of our previous shows, and if you miss those shows, you can go back and listen to the archives, you know, on our website. As you know, more and more people, that the generation, the population is aging, and people are actually working longer than they have in previous years. So it's not uncommon to see people well past retirement age still working. And some people work because they really want something to do. Others work because, you know, they may not have enough income, retirement income, to take care of their needs. And we talked about why that may happen. So go back and listen to our archive shows. One of the reasons is because of inflation. And we talked about inflation and how it can have an impact on your retirement income. But we also talked about the fact that Social Security, a lot of people are dependent on Social Security to be in place. But because more and more people are working or aging and they're working, and then more people who are aging are retiring and no longer putting money into taxes to be taken out, the Social Security system may not be like it is today in the future. So what is it that I want my listeners to be prepared for? I want you to be prepared to start doing some really intentional planning. So let's talk a little bit about it. Let's talk about what's going on today and what it is that you can do. Most people, when they are looking to retire, they will rely on certain things, their pension, personal assets. They may rely on stocks, bonds. They may rely on investments that they've made. But how do you go about doing your best to ensure that you have enough income in place so when you do retire, inflation hasn't eaten it off? And inflation can be a very sneaky culprit. It really, really can. So in its simplest terms, what $100 can buy today may not buy the same amount of products or services 5 or 10 years from now. You may have a gap there. So, for instance, if you're used to paying for electricity or you still have a mortgage, let's just say that mortgage comes to, let's just say it comes to $100, and you have exactly $100, then inflation, if inflation is in place, that $100 today may end up being $87 in 5 to 10 years, meaning the purchasing power, you only are able to purchase $87 worth of products and services, which means you don't have enough money to pay for your utilities and your mortgage the same amount that you had today. So inflation can eat away at your money. So how can we do our best to minimize that impact on our Social Security, or not our Social Security, but your retirement benefits? Well, many people who are looking to retire, are looking at the prospect of retirement that could last one-third of their life. And, you know, that's because medicine is wonderful. Technology has gotten better. Research and development are living longer. So your goals for retirement and income planning may include making sure that you have enough money that your growth on your assets continue. And not only that, but one of the things that you need to make sure is that you are generating enough income to last your lifetime. How do you go about doing that? And another goal that I want you to consider looking at before you retire, protecting your savings. How do you protect your savings, but at the same time, if you're going to be making withdrawals from those savings, how does it last? How can you ensure the probability of that happening? Is there a way to ensure the probability of it happening? But also, health care expenses. You know, of course, as generations age, it's probable that there are going to be some health issues that come up. Well, will you be able to, your health care, also minimizing taxes. Taxes can eat away at your money as well. And another thing that I want you to be mindful of when you are planning for retirement is leaving a legacy for your beneficiaries or for your heirs. But how do you go about doing those things? Is it possible to do that? Well, let's take a look at a couple of these, if not all of them, and we may not get through all of them today. But one of the main concerns that most people have that are looking to retire, that are planning on retirement, that are putting money into their retirement or IRAs, they're wondering, well, how do I ensure that my assets continue to grow? Because inflation, the risk of inflation is always present. And even if inflation, the rate of inflation is low, it can still power. So what can be done to help to mitigate or to help minimize the impact of inflation? Well, there's some retirees that diversify their assets and their funds. Now, managing your assets through diversification can be kind of interesting, but it can be done. Essentially, what diversification means is instead of putting all of your money into one thing like a savings or putting all of your eggs in one basket, it basically means you do a mix of things, like maybe some stocks, some bonds, some investment funds. Maybe putting some away in savings or money markets or CDs, short-term investments, having some long-term investments. And what that does, it hopefully your assets to continue to grow and spread your savings among investments with different types of risk and give you a better rate of return on your assets. Now, just because you diversify your assets, it doesn't mean that it's going to protect you against a loss in a declining market, but it can help guard against fluctuations and decline in interest income, which will hopefully offset your investment and help your assets to continue to grow. So diversify, not putting all of your money and your investments in one place. That's something that is very important to do. The other thing that may be of concern is generating enough income so that when you do retire, when you start using some of that money, that your assets still continue to grow and hopefully will last through your lifetime. And many people, many even retirees, those who are already retired, feel that they may outlive their money. You know, and sometimes that happens to retirees. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to plan. Do your best to plan ahead. Because people are living longer and medical costs can drain your savings and drain your assets, it's really important to take a look at generating enough income to hopefully outlast your lifetime. So what can you do in regards to that? Well, some clients who may need money within the next 10 years, the next 5 years, or the next 15, the next 20 years, depending on how far you are away from retirement, will determine what your strategy should be. And you're probably saying, well, I have no idea what a strategy is or how I should even start, what I should start looking at. Well, one of the things that's awesome and wonderful about financial professionals that are in the marketplace today, they have wonderful resources that can take you through various scenarios and get you really close to what you need to be doing today in order to be in a situation you may want to be in a few years or 5 or 10 years from now. And the sooner you start planning, the better off you are. Tool that's out there right now, a financial professional can put in numbers, what you're making today. They can play with different rates of inflation and give you an idea once they put all your data in as far as what your savings is, if you have a retirement, a pension plan, if you have assets, if you have checking, if you have long-term care, if you have life insurance, the tax ramifications. They can put all that information in and give you a beautiful idea as to what you should be doing today in order to make sure that you're prepared for your retirement. And when I saw what that tool could do, I thought it was simply fascinating. I really did. So there are things out there that can help you to do that. You don't have to do it on your own. Another thing that retirees are concerned about is making sure that they're protecting their savings. Protecting their savings. And not only protecting their savings, but what amount should you be withdrawing on a monthly basis to make sure that you're not taking out too much or perhaps taking out too little? If you have significant assets, making sure that taxation, and making sure that you are making the best decisions today that will impact you tomorrow or a few years from now. So minimizing taxes, making sure that you keep funds liquid, meaning that you have some funds on hand so that when you need something, you have sufficient funds to do what you need to do in the event that you have immediate need for funds. Also, probably one of the biggest concerns that people have, whether you're retired or not, is planning for the cost of health care expenses. You never, of course, know what's going to happen from day to day. And so, yes, people are concerned about whether or not they'll be able to take care of health care costs. And then also being concerned and prepared for chronic illness. What if you have a long-term care need? Are you prepared for that? And the numbers can be very interesting when you start looking at the cost of possible long-term care. For example, if you must spend a year in a private nursing home, cost is currently around $97,000 on average. I know it's ridiculous, but on average, just a year stay, just staying in a private nursing home room for a year can cost around $97,000. And sometimes people will purchase long-term care to kind of protect them from the possibility of having an extended illness, which could possibly wipe out your entire retirement, your entire retirement nest egg. And unfortunately, many people have underestimated the cost of retirement. And another mistake that people make, they believe that Medicare or Medicaid will take care of these expenses. And that is not necessarily true. Relying on Medicare to take care of your insurance business, insurance benefits. Now, some retirees may be covered by private health care through employers that they may have worked for in the past. But as I mentioned to you in a previous broadcast, a lot of those benefits are being slowly eliminated by companies. And companies are starting to cut back, which means that more and more retirees with Medicare, that may be their sole source of health insurance once they reach age 65. One of the things that I'm encouraging my listeners to do is to make sure that you are aware of what Medicare is and what it does. There are different parts of Medicare. You may have heard of Medicare Part A, Medicare Part B. Well, there are certain things that they cover. Medicare Part A typically covers inpatient hospital care, while Part B helps to pay for the doctor's services, you know, any services that the doctor provides, and outpatient care. But please keep in mind that Medicare Part A and Part B typically does not cover all of your health care expenses. There may be other limitations. You may find that there are gaps in your coverage. And, of course, many ways that retirees fill those gaps by having something called a Medicare supplement plan or Medicare supplement insurance. And if you'd like me to, you know, discuss details of that, we can do a show regarding that as well. But I really want you just to be aware of some of the things that you need to plan for in planning for your retirement. So those who may be young, a lot of them have no clue as to this information. This is information they need to know. Those who may be retiring within a few years or within the next few weeks, these are things you need to be mindful of. And, of course, those who are already retired, there's still some things that you need to be aware of as well. Another thing that's really important in planning for retirement, planning for your financial future, is leaving a legacy. What type of financial legacy do you want to leave? And if you've worked and you have accumulated assets or you have accumulated property or you have money, it's really important to have an idea as to what type of legacy do you want to leave. And is it important to really have an estate plan? You know, some people believe that because they don't have a lot of money or they don't think they have a sizable assets, they believe that they don't need an estate plan. Well, it is important that you have one as well. You need to have a plan because with an estate plan, it doesn't matter how many assets you have or if you have a lot of money or millions of dollars. You can have a very modest or very small nest egg or investments or homes or cars. It doesn't matter. You still need to make sure you know what is required so that if something does happen to you, you don't leave your family carry a situation that's not beneficial to them or to your estate. So how do you go about doing that? Well, now is a good time to start thinking about arranging for a proper distribution of your property to your heirs. this is a good time to think about it. Many times people don't want to think about it because they feel if they start thinking about it, talking about it, and planning for it, then they may be rushing an end of life. And that is so not true. When you prepare and start arranging for the proper distribution of your property and your assets to your heirs, it's a very loving thing to do for your family. Because what it can do is, if you plan properly and plan ahead, you may be able to minimize some estate taxes. You may be able to provide your estate with liquidity that they need. Because sometimes, you know, when things happen, families or loved ones have an immediate for money. And if you have pre-planned and properly planned, you can solve those problems for your heirs. Not only that, but the burden on your survivors, you can minimize and reduce the administrative burden on survivors or the administrators or executor or executrix of your estate. So retirement is a wonderful time, but it's also an important time for clients to either establish or reestablish your estate plans. If you haven't thought about it and you haven't started looking at that, it's okay. This is a good time to start looking at that and establishing a plan. But not only that, but for those who have established a plan, there may be some things that have taken place over the years, and you may need to reevaluate your estate plans just to make sure that your assets transferred the way you intend for them to be transferred. Because guess what? If you don't have a plan, then the court system has no choice but to come up with a plan for you and your estate, and that may not be the plan that you would want in place. And if you have children or if you have grandchildren, it's even more important that not only you make sure that you have your plans in place, but the parents of the children and the grandchildren need to make sure that they have plans in place. Because how many times have parents, things have happened to parents, and the grandparents or the aunties and uncles have had to step in, plans in place, no assets or resources in place. And although you love those babies, it can be a struggle if there's no plan in place or no money in place to help buy them clothes, put them through college, or help them with expenses that children can be expensive little beautiful babies. So I'm encouraging you to make sure that you establish or you reevaluate your plans. And wow, it's interesting how time goes by so fast, but there are so many other things that I want to talk to you about. But we are going to save that for another time. And listen, if you have questions or comments or you have topics that you want me to talk about, I'm more than happy to do that. But remember, if you are looking to retire, you're planning to retire, or you're already retired, there's some things that you might want to consider. And we're going to be talking about a few of those things for the next few weeks right here on the show. Well, I'm always delighted that you joined me. Thank you so much. And don't forget, we'll be here same place, same time by the grace on next week. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, my dad used to tell me years ago, he said, you know, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And I'm encouraging you to do the same thing. So go ahead and make those plans. You can do it. And if you need some help, let us know. We'll help you or get you to the right people. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a wonderful day. This is Sharon.
by any of the 51 Charlotte area O'Reilly Auto Parts stores, where you'll find everyday low prices on the parts you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any auto parts store's price on any like item. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Stop by any of the 51 Charlotte area O'Reilly Auto Parts stores, where you'll find everyday low prices on the parts you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any auto parts store's price on any like item. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, oh.